Berkshire News and Berkshire Stories.
BBC Radio Berkshire.
With Phil Kennedy.
Now, it's Friday evening, and the owners of Three Mobile Phone Network, based in Maidenhead, have reached an agreement to buy Slough-based O2 for £10 billion to two major companies in Berkshire as well. However, the move could face tough scrutiny from competition regulators. It would reduce the number of major operators in the UK from 4 to 3. Stephen Gibson is from SLG Economics. He used to work for the telecoms regulator Ofcom. And I asked him what kind of scrutiny Ofcom would give this deal.
Well, Ofcom will be particularly concerned given that we've already had one merger in the telecom space when Orange and T-Mobile merged to form EE just over a year ago. So they'll be looking at what we now have 4 mobile phone companies. This would reduce it to 3. Now be concerned in terms of, is there sufficient competition in the market to actually ensure low prices, lots of choice, and that consumers get a really good deal?
Yes, I suppose, yes, because when you see the potential of BT and EE, that then suddenly there seems to be a real contraction in the main company supplying our phones, be it mobile, be it landline, whatever.
Absolutely. I mean, for example, the merged company with O2 and 3 would have over 40% of the mobile customers. That creates quite a sort of a monster mobile operator who can then, if Ofcom is not careful, prevent new companies coming online and stop the offers of cheap tariff packages and really good deals for customers. So Ofcom will really be concerned about what the behaviour of the new company will be and whether they'll still allow, for example, virtual networks like Virgin Media and TalkTalk and Tesco Mobile to be able to access the radio spectrum that they own in order to offer competing services.
Yes, because I suppose that there are those services, but they have to rely on the big companies to supply effectively a network, don't they? And given all of this, Ofcom, they have to be aware of the realities of the finances. If nothing else, Telefonica want to sell, don't they? So it has to be bought by somebody, and it seems to be obvious that it's going to be bought by another major player in the market.
Well, you're right. I mean, Telefonica originally offered this to BT, but BT instead preferred to go with EE earlier, well, at the end of last year. But Ofcom don't have to allow this merger. Well, in fact, Ofcom recommend to the CMA, the Competition and Markets Authority, whether to approve the merger or not. But the CMA don't have to approve this if they think this is not going to be in the public interest. So they will scrutinise this very heavily. And whether or not Telefonica wants to sell, if Ofcom aren't happy with the outcome of the deal, then they can block it going ahead.
Yes, and I suppose there are two sort of human elements to this, the customers and, of course, the staff. Well, do the staff, I imagine that the potential for perhaps some synergies, as they call it, would be quite high, especially as they're both based in Berkshire and they're not far from each other either.
Well, that will be one of the reasons for the deal and for it being particularly attractive to Hutchinson Wimpola, who own 3, to then buy O2 and then make these savings. Now, that will have an effect on the workforce, as you say, particularly in Berkshire, because both of those companies are based, have their headquarters in your area.
And what about the customers? Do you think that you already mentioned about competition, but do you think it would make a difference, or do you still think that there would be some benefits for customers?
Well, there will still be competition in the market. But, for example, there was a previous reduction of mobile phone operators from 4 to 3 in Austria. And a recent study that was published on that found that, in fact, as a result of that reduction in competition, there were fewer cheap tariff offerings and higher prices after the merger compared with before it. Now, obviously, there are lots of other things going on in the Austrian market and similarly in the UK market, coincidentally. But it is something that Ofcom will be very concerned about and will want to consider very carefully.
Just finally, here we would be left with less of a mobile business. If it all went through, what's to stop it contracting further and then more synergies being made for big business?
Well, not only are there restrictions in the UK by Ofcom and the Competition and Markets Authority, but also there's the European Commission who has to approve all cross-border mergers, and these would certainly count as European mergers that the European Commission would look at. And while they have allowed 4 to 3 mergers, if you like, when in Ireland, Austria and Germany, it would be unprecedented for them to allow it to go down to two players in the market. And I really can't see that happening. So I think, you know, three is about the limits that it could go down to.